How players spend their off seasons often reveals where a player's floor is. And for Tennessee's quarterback, Nico Imaliava, he might have just raised his a couple of notches because of how he spent his time off back home in California. I'm Paige Dower. This is The Field Pass on Full Disclosure. I don't know if you feel this way, but it feels like the time between the last college football game to the start of spring practice goes by in the blink of an eye, which I think makes what Nico Imaliava did during his time off even more impressive. What he did during that time was truly study the playbook. He got a lot stronger, and he was building connection with his teammates, because it's only been about 2 months from that last college football game that they played in Columbus to now, and in that time, it looked like he just had his head down, and he was working. And I think it's because he, too, realizes a lot of potential was left out on the field a year ago, and capitalizing on that potential this season seems like it's priority number one for Nico in the offense. And what that greatest potential is that this team has is their ability to capitalize on explosive plays at a much higher clip. That's been a thorn in Tennessee's side the last two seasons, their inability to capitalize on those explosive plays when they present themselves. You're never going to bat 1,000, but there are ways that you can capitalize at a higher clip in those moments. And where it starts is cementing connection between quarterback and wide receiver. And that's exactly how Nico spent his offseason. He caught up a pair of wide receivers and Chris Brazel and Mike Matthews, and he's like, hey, come out to my house in California and let's get to work. Chris couldn't make it, but Mike did. And those two spent a ton of one-on-one time together on what works, what doesn't work, timing of routes. I mean, you name it, they probably worked on it. And I think it went really well because Nico had a big old smile on his face when I asked him how it went.
Yeah, it's been great, man. I think it definitely strengthened our bond. You know, just him coming over to my house and, you know, in Cali, just seeing what it's like in California. I think it just strengthened our bond. Mike got a lot of potential, and I can't wait to see him go out there and, you know, execute.
Understanding each other's body language might have also been a key aspect that the two focused on when they were together in California, because while it's important for the wide receiver to have certain body language that deceives a defender, you also want to have body language that your quarterback understands and that your quarterback understands from the wide receiver, especially in those moments where, like, plays break down. And I think last year, the quarterback and wide receivers not being on the same page from the body language aspect might have been one of the greatest disconnects between the rooms.
Yeah, I think just time, with our receivers, man, a lot of miscues out there that happened last season. And I think that was just, you know, us not being on the same page. So I think the more reps we get in practice and, you know, just keep practicing. So, you know, in the game time, it's easy.
It's important to make the right decisions, like when to go for it on fourth down, or when to kick the field goal, or go for the touchdown. It's also important to make the right insurance decisions, too. That's why my office, Trey McAdams State Farm, is here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Our office will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect when the unexpected happens. With Trey McAdams State Farm, it's easy to make the right call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud sponsor of the Tennessee Vols.
Of course, it's not all on the wide receivers as to why certain plays or explosive plays didn't happen. I mean, Nico knows that. The receivers, Joey Halsley, the OC, everyone knows that it's not just on one party as to why there was a disconnect between the team a year ago in certain situations. But for Nico and his mission this year to be a stronger leader, he knows that that starts with his own understanding of the system. Because you can't hold anybody accountable if you first don't have a great grasp of the plays and downs in certain scenarios. So for him, his main goal this season, up and through this season truly, is making sure that he has a strong foundation in his understanding of the playbook.
I think it's just me knowing the offense well and just playing fast. I think just the more you get comfortable in the offense, it allows you to play free. I think that's where I'm at right now. My preparation has to take a next step, and I think just overall, just me being a player and me playing at the top of my game, I have to do a better job at that every game this year.
Once or when that happens, the idea of Nico being a stronger or more vocal leader will just naturally fall into place because his teammates will see him putting in additional hours, whether directly or indirectly, because of the level of success that he'll have during practice, the types of throws and scenarios that he's successful in. They will see that. So then his ability to be a good leader, whether that's holding them accountable, being a more supportive leader, however we envision that, will be a lot more natural for him. And then I think after that, then you can start to see that everybody gets on the same page because he sees that he's holding himself accountable, so then he holds all of them accountable. And I think together, from the offensive line, tight ends, and so forth, that will do dividends in getting everybody on the same page, which is what they say is the disconnect a year ago, and why I think he wanted to get his receivers out to California so that they could try and get a head start on the concept of being on the same page. And I think already that's done dividends for Mike Matthews, because around this time last year, he had that hamstring injury, and in those couple of days or weeks that they were together over break, they were able to make up for lost time, so that at this point in spring practice, maybe even the team has a better grasp of what Mike Matthews can do.
Yeah, no, this year Mike has, you know, taken that big step and showing up as a pro every day and, you know, coming to work.
And I think that builds a ton of excitement in the wide receiver room, not only from the outside looking in, but internally too, when you realize there's kind of a lot of open competition available in the wide receiver room.
I think Mike and Chris and Braylon Staley, I think, you know, all three of those guys got the opportunity to be number one.
Now tonight, it's all Tennessee basketball. I'll have exclusive one-on-one type interviews from the locker room following their Friday game. So certainly make sure you subscribe. I'll be in Nashville for all of it, so you don't miss out on any of the conversation, and also with what we have coming up with Tennessee football and then the NCAA tournament. So please subscribe, like, comment, engage. Anything you can do really does a lot to support this channel. And I will see you guys and talk to you guys later today after Tennessee plays their 3:30-ish game.